a daily basis. When we're eating flesh, we have to wait till we eat milchix. And then it's again, read a Rashi. Rashi is explaining to us, we already saw this in the Divrei Chamudos yesterday. Also, lechol gvina, kufei ben alef, mishum, the basar motzi shuman, vu nidbak bepeh, umarech betama. The Torah said, according to this, you don't have to wait if you just chew. The Rambam has a different opinion, you're afraid of what's between the teeth. Fine. Now, I wanted to show you, we hadn't seen the Rashi yet, I don't think, inside. This is important to see things inside the text. Okay. Habaser odena ben shineim. So before Shigemara over here, sounds like the Rambam is right. It's more, also it sounds like, it's referring to even chicken. Slav is a bird. Slav is a bird. Slav is a bird. Now, it's possible, Rabosai, that according to the Rambam, this is the source on Kufei Amud Aleph, that you have to wait 6 hours. Either Gemara said on Kuf Dal Amud Beis that Of Ugvina Necholon Biapikorin, which sounds like it says. That you wouldn't have to wait. That's the Ramban Shita. So it could be, the Pharisee Yaakov suggests, and his name I mentioned already yesterday, that the Gemara on Amud Beis thought that way. Lakula, the Ramban thought Lakula, you don't have to wait. We saw this yesterday, we saw it in the Ran. But the Maskana said Gemara on Kufheim and Aleph, it's not that way. What were they fighting about, perhaps? Can you rely upon what's called Nikra Shinayim? The guy's flesh shakes. Okay, he'll floss his teeth, he'll use a toothpick. So the Gemara on Kuvdal Amud Beis perhaps suggested with respect to chicken, will rely upon the Kinuah, the Nikra Shinayim. But once the Gemara got to Kufayim and Aleph, no. Habas Rodena Ben Shinayim applies even to Oath because it's based upon the Slav. And apparently we're not going to be relying on the Nikar HaShinayim, and that's the opinion of the Rambam, Lahalacha Ulamais. Okay. Now. The Shach, let's open the Shulchan Aruch now just a little bit. Simen Pei Tes, Sivkaton Tes. A very strange Shita, Rabbeinu Peretz. We saw the Gemara said Mefurish Kuftal and Beis, and the Tilas Yadayim is only required by night because you can't see well. But by day, when you can see well, no need to wash your hands between one and the other. There's a Shach and Sivkotin Tes. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Siv Beis. Ochol Gvina Mutal Lechol Achor Bosa Miyad. Ubulvat Shiayin Yodov Shloyeh Shem Dover Meh Gvina Nidbak Bahem. That's the Gemara. Says the Shach of Kontes for Kosser Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Hu Adin Balayla Im Yesho Ner Yofe and Tzorach Natila. That's what I would say. That's what, not only the sun shines, you have a Ner Yofe. What do you mean Ner Yofe, says the Shach? Ner Yofe, not Stamin Ner. Stamin Ner, you can hardly see anything. What's a Ner Yofe? Fluorescent light, incandescent bulb, 300 watts. That's a Ner Yofe. Mi atur kosta b'shem Rav Rabbeinu Peretz, and I go smack. Sheyesh the rochtzam af b'yom, fishalif amim hagvina shmena v'nidbekes v'lachlukos yadayim v'lav adate v'chein das achronim v'chein kosta v'atarazov the levush v'chein noagim. What? How is that possible? It's against the Gemara. It's mamish against the Gemara. The Gemara says a distinction between day and night. How can it be? No one understands this. How can it be? How can it be? Now, Bosai. Here it's found, of course, only with respect to Basar after Gvina. Gvina after Basar? You gotta wait 6 hours. That's a bigger chumrah. What happened, Rabbi Osai? The following. According to the opinion of the Rabbein Tam and the Bahag, what did they say? What happens? You bench, and you go right to eat milchiks. You don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait even 1 hour. This is with Furish and Tosfos. Question. Do you have to wash your hands by day? What would you say? I would say no. Guess what? Rabbi Natam said no. And the same for Yosha. He said no. No difference. Okay. The Placey, for some reason, you understand? She said yes. He said, such a big cooler. You're having it right away. No 6 hours. That's impossible to assume. But the Pashtus is incorrect. If you look in the Masifta Gemara, as I quote it, the Rambam Rabosai makes no distinction between day and night. In fact, the case of Mishnah, it's against the Gemara. So the Lecha Mishnah says, aha, I'm humbled like our band of parents. What's this? Misery loves company. So they're both against the Gemara. How can you not distinguish in day and night? So the first Gemara, black and white, you have to wash by night, but not by day. Mefurish, black and white. Mamish mefurish. How can it be? How can it be? Oh. So Tiferes Yaakov gives two answers. The first is that you're right. The Gemara over here says it's only by night and not by day. But it's an expression in Yiddish. What's the dog Gemara Fakert? There's a different Gemara that disagrees. Where? Where's the other Gemara? I can't make it up. Here's the other Gemara. Look over here, Abosi, for a minute. Remember, this is Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Look carefully. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis is Rav Yitzchok speaking. Rav Yitzchok is the one who said, yes, I wash by day, but by night, but not by day, because I can see it. Over here on the Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Amar Rav Nachman, the 8th or 9th line, Lo Shana Ala Bein Tavshel Tavshel, Ala Bein Tavshel the Gvina Chova. To my Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, Mayim Emtzoyim. You have to wash between a Tavshel of Basar, Tosfos explains, and Gvina. Here, no distinction is made between day and night. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman against Rav Yitzchok. Fascinating answer. The Pharisaical's answer. No. He gives another answer we'll get to, Mitzvah Shem, as we go. So yesterday, we spent a time on Tosfos Oph, which is complicated, and Tosfos the Sudas, which is easy. I told you, we didn't discuss the second complicated Tosfos. That's the top Tosfos on the Kuf Hei and Aleph. Let's get to it right now. Put our minds to it. Voice sign. It's Chazal Gemara before you see the Tosfos. What does the Gemara say? Tanya, last two lines of Kuf Dalet and Beis. Beshame Omer Mekaneach uBeSalom Mediach. How do you clean your mouth out? Beshame says you take a piece of bread and push it and chew the bread, and by chewing the bread, whatever's there is going to come out. BeSalom Mediach, you rinse out your mouth. My Mekaneach and my Mediach. BeShame Omer. Every word counts now because it's back and forth. Yilei BeShame Omer Mekaneach of a little boy Mediach. Ubeisilam medich laboy mekaneach. Rashi, mekaneach piv lo medich b'mayim shakinuach yofe min ha'hadocha. For the husker kan hadocha beishame holds using the bread is better than you aren't rinsing out with water. Ubeisilam medich v'lo boy mekaneach. Says Rashi, to lo sagile bekinuach. So they're fighting, which is better. Okay, that's fine. That wouldn't be surprising. Would be the first last machlokes by Sham b'Shul, which is better, which is worse. The problem with that is a technical problem. Rav Zeira and Kinuach pas pe'el b'pas kemagib b'shamayim. Rav Zeira is explaining b'shamayim can't be. So that first possibility is knocked out. You with me so far? You got it? Okay. Second possibility. Ela b'shamayim mekaneach v'lo boy mediach. What does that mean? Beishame says mikaneach, as he said before. V'lo boy mediach is mikaneach. Rabosai is better than adocher. Rashi learns. Good. Good. And what does Beisil say? Beisil amim af mediach. Rashi. Tarvayu beinon. You need both. So Rav Zeira is talking about kinuach because he called it Beisil. Problem is with the second possibility. Nu. Have the mikule beisham mechumim beisil. But this thing got mikule beisham beisil beisil. And adias. Second is not there. So the second possibility is also rejected. Ella, the third and the final. Beshame omi mekaneach uadin lemediach. Beshilom mediach uadin mekaneach. Ma'amachom ha'achor v'lo pligi. No fights. No fights. Tavayo b'inan, says Rashi. They both agree you need both. Says Tosis, there's two problems with Pirush Rashi. Mazel tov. Two problems with Pirush Rashi. The first problem. Ilema beishami omer mekanech leboy mediach pirush bekuntris shakinuach yofe min adocha according to shitas beishama v'lohuska kan adocha u'besilomim mediach v'loboy mekanech v'losagile bekinuach ala mediach b'mayim v'huvika v'netzorach kinuach. This is Rashi. He quotes Rashi verbatim. The question of pirush are two questions. One, lohavale lemeimar v'loboy Ela mekaneach, v'lo mediach, mediach lo mekaneach. What do you mean, v'lo boy? The word lo boy doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. What should it say? Quanta beshamai mekaneach v'lo mediach. Quanta beshil mediach v'lo mekaneach. What is v'lo boy? V'lo boy sounds like it's saying that it's something better. Beshamai mekaneach. You don't need mediach, which is better. But according to Rashi, mediach is worse. Quanta beshamai. So the word "lo boy" doesn't fit so well. Question one, question two. V'yod, am I dochik lasuki lo pligi? That's a dochak terrace. They don't know. Beisham is still always arguing. I have a fourth possibility. Says Tosfos Lefi Shitas Rashi. What's that? Lema, to the Beisham I odiv kinuach. Right, quote the Rashi. He holds kinuach is better. That's what Rashi said. That kinuach is better according to Beisham. Kinuach gavim adocha. Fine. Ubesila Savri, the Af Bahadocha Luchude Sagi Kemo Bikinuch Luchude. Beisila says either works. That'd be a much better pshat. Beishame insists Dafkan Mekaneach. And Beisila says either one. That's what Beisila is the Kula. And they're having a machloika. That's a much better pshat if he sheet this Rashi. Lachain Nira. The pshit Luhu Lemisada Rashas. The Hadocha Odif Mikinuach. And that's why this fourth shot can't work. Everyone assumes, everyone agrees, no dispute. Hadocha or rinsing your mouth is better than this piece of bread. It makes sense even logically. Fachi Beirusha. Beishamai Savi Mikaneach, V'lo Boy Madiach, Klomar, Bikinuach Sagi, the opposite of Rashi. Not that Kinuach is superior. Kinuach is Taka inferior. But even the inferior using of the bread is enough to have between cheese and meat. Afgav the Gora. For Loboy Madiach, the Odef, you don't need such a superior separation. Ubeisila Savri, no. Madiach Lechudei Bina, no. We want the gold standard. We want you rinsing your mouth with water. It's not enough to put in some bread. This being the case, what is this now at this stage in time? This is already shot number one. Rabosai, no. What is it? It's chumri beshame, chumri beshilim. Says Tosfos, v'hashta havle lemeimar. No, sorry, man. I jumped the gun. Sorry. We'll come to that in a second. V'hashta havle lemeimar, v'lo sagi b'mekaneach degora. So when Beis Hillel said, mediach v'lo boy mekaneach, it's wrong. He really should have said,
Mediach, because the losagi be mekaneach. Why did he use the expression v'lo boy mekaneach? Agav reisha, agav beishamai. Beishamai said mekaneach v'lo boy mediach, because mediach is better. So Basil used the same phrase, even though it's not precise. I did the kanaka beishamai v'lo boy lo boy. No, no, Basil also. Okay, bit of a dochak, but not so bad. Now, here's what I said before. V'hashto havle the mifrach immediately. Imkain havle mikule beishamai mechumi Basil. The Gemara asked that question against the second pshat. Could have asked against the first pshat too. Ella the instay pirchach riti. Okay, there's another kasha. This is the machlokus in Rashi and Tosfos. Everyone with me so far? Mostly I just went to pasha pshat facts. The machlokus Rashi and Tosfos pshat in this Gemara. This again pasha pshat. Fine. It's interesting. Rashi and Tosfos both say that you need both. Mekanech hu de mediach tar vayobinan. The Ritva says no. Either one. Oh. Now I'll share something which will knock your socks off. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom or Agol. It's on the side. Pirush Rabbeinu Gershom. Let's see. Mar machada, velo pligi. Okay. Said Rabbeinu Gershom. Klama. Beshamei omer mekaneach zu hi hapeh ubeisil omer mediach elu yodov. What? Yodov? Did I hear the word yodov? The whole thing we're learning that mekaneach is putting bread in your mouth and mediach means rinsing your mouth. What? Rabbeinu Gershom now tells us that mediach means washing your hands? Is that what it says? Did you read it? Did we read it together correctly? Yes or no? Did he say that? Yeah. That knocks your socks off. No one should be wearing socks. I thought you have to wear socks. Rabbi said, you have to wear socks every day in shiur. We have a dress code here. But when this should be enough to we'll knock them off. So Rabbi Nagersh. Pile plot. Now, you think we have Rabbeinu Gershom, which was, could be a little bit of Ksav Yad, printed on the side of Shas Bavli. Maybe we shouldn't trust Kisva Yad. Turn to the Ran, Rabosai. The Ran was with us straight through from the very beginning. They never lost a Masorah on the Ran. Look what he says. And now, Sugi. He's on the Maram HaKarmis. The Ran. The Ran in the words Beishamai. Beishamai omer mekaneach. Mekaneach hapeh. Sheyochel ha'ez the dover beinayim. Beisil lamed meadiach. Anyone see it? It's page Kuf Ches in our print. And page Lamed Zayin in the old print. It says Beishamai in big letters. V'lefize kevan shemaskina de tavaya binon. Trichim kinuach peh. Ve'adochas peh. Unetilas yadayim. You know all three? He learns Tavaya means he needs both, right? Like the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. Ve'eino nireh d'im kein ki amrinon ki nuach hapeh netilas yadayim havlo nemeimar ki nuach hapeh v'adochas peh unetilas yadayim. Why didn't he say you need three things? Well, l'fichach nireh, believe it or not, d'madiach in asugya haynu netilas yadayim u'beisham me'ayri behechsher peh u'beisilal behechsher yadayim. For kulu molded the tarvaya bina, pile ploy mamish. But who else said it? Who else said it? Before the Ran, who? Rabbeinu Gershom. The problem with this pshat is it's so much against the Gemara, because the Gemara is putting the two on the same level. No, mekanech lo mediach, mediach lo mekanech. This is better. According to the pshat of the Ran and Rabbeinu Gershom, would appear. They're dealing with two totally different problems. What's in your mouth? What's in your hands? So why are you putting them as if there's one, you need one and not the other not one, as if they're somehow on a ladder of what's better, what's worse, as Rashi and Tosfos said. That's the problem with this opinion. So now, Rabosai, I want to tell you a chiddush based upon the Rambam. How many of you have Rambams in the back? How many have? Those who already have? Let's turn to the back. If you don't, go on your computer. This is a very important Rambam. This you have to see. Everyone has it. You have your iPod, or whatever, your phone. Everyone has Rambam. Come on. You know Dallas on a Rambam. Macholos Asuras Rabosai. Perek Tes. Let's take a look. Lach Chavav and Chav Zayin. And I want everybody in this room to jump up. We finish reading these two halachas with an amazing ha'ara.
Which page is it on?
It's on page Vav, column 3, towards the bottom. If you don't have a Neil's order, image for Amole, go on your computer, or go on your friend's computer, or go on your friend's Neil's order. I want everyone to see this inside. Chavav. Mi sha'achal gvina o chalav tchila. Mutta le'achol achav basa miyat. Fitzarech, watch this, every word counts. Fitzarech, she'adiach yodav. And he goes into details how it's done. Not now. Chav Zayin. Bemedva amurim bebosa behema ochaya. Avam ocha besarof. Ach ashoch ogvina o acholov. Eino tzorich. Lo kinuach hapeh. Velo netilas yadayim. No. What's the kasha? He used two different words for the same thing.
Yeah.
For the same thing, he used two different words. So if I use two different words, what do I have? I'm a garnish. The Rambam. Every word counts in the Rambam. Every word, my Rebbe would go wild. Every single word, he made every letter in the Rambam. Here he has two different words. He starts off in Chavav, Tzarech Shiyadiach Yodav. And the last two words in Chav Zayin, done in the Tilas Yadayim. What's going on over here? Hello, Dabu. He changed the phrase. But Rabosai, if the Rapshat is correct, that we just said before, that Hadocha means Hadocha Sidayim, what do you want from the Ramba? The Gemara changed the phrase. Because the Gemara, Rabosai, on Kuvdal Amid Beis, below Netilas Yadayim, that's it. The Ramba is talking about Oaf, and he quotes the Gemara verbatim. V'lo netilas yadayim. Ofach ha-gavina, quotes the Gemara. In the Gemara's own word. Where do you find the word hadacha? Hadacha is found, Rabosai, starting from the last line of Kufdal Lamed Beis and going through the sugya, Kufayim and Aleph. Perhaps the Rambam understood, like the Ran and Rabbeinu Gershom, that hadacha means netilas yadayim. But he used the word hadachas yadayim. So the question now is not a question against the Rambam, it's a question against the Gemara. Why did Gemara change an expression from the Tila Sidayim to Hadocha Sidayim? Everyone following me so far? Comes along to Ferris Yaakov with amazing terms. The Mefarshim asks a kasha against this pshat, Rabosai. This pshat over here that says that Hadocha means Hadocha Sidayim. The Mefarshim asks a kasha, who ever heard such a phrase? We never heard such a thing. Hadocha Sidayim? Who ever heard of Hadocha? It's a phrase not found anywhere in Shas. Nor in Shas, never. Never in Shas is it found. Always the Tilas Yadayim. Ma pitom es Hadochas Yadayim. It's a great kasha. Listen carefully. You're right. The Tilas Yadayim means you wash your entire hand. We all know what it means. Every morning we do it. Before we wash for bread, we do it. You wash till here. It's our minute. Yom Kippur, we wash until here. Oh, but not going to the details now, okay? That's Netilas Yadayim. Says to Ferris Yaakov, Hadochas Yadayim means only you wash the part of your hand that's dirty. That's dirty. Whatever's dirty, you have to wash off. Whatever's not dirty, you don't have to wash off. That is called Hadochas Yadayim. Amazing. Now you understand very well, Rabosai. When it comes to Hadochas Yadayim, you see some dirt, so you have to wash it off. Good. To wash it off. When it comes to Hadochas Yadayim, you see dirt, you wash it off, it's obvious, concludes the Tiferes Yaakov, that there's no distinction between day and night. Why? At night, you have to do it because you're not sure, you can't see. Some be suffic, you have to wash the whole hand. By day, when you can't see, you wash up the part that you can see. So therefore, Abosai, The Rambam says, when it comes to oaf, the mekel mishum safek, you don't require the tilas yadayim if you don't see it. If you see chicken grease on your hand, of course you have to rinse it off. It's self understood. When it comes to behema, you have to be machmir mishum safek. So it's self understood that you have to wash your hands at night and the whole hand because you can't see. And hadacha would apply, of course, whatever you can see. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, that the Teferes Yaakov explains why the Rambam changed expressions, because it means two different things. Let's go back to the Rambam again one more time to see how it fits in the words of the Rambam. What did he say? It's chazer again. Chavav. Mishachal b'gvi gemina ocholav t'chila muto lechol achav b'osa miyad. V'tzarech sheyodiach yodav. You have to wash the part of the hand that is dirty. Why no distinction between day and night? Because it's obvious. You're washing off the part that you can see. Night you see nothing. You have to wash everything. No need to say day or night. Mefurish. When it comes to oaf, what don't you need? You don't need to tell us a dime. Why? Because you don't see anything. So it's suffix. You can just assume there's nothing there. If you would see something, of course you would have to wash it off, even if it's oaf. Jeez, it's an amazing pshat. We know why hadacha, why two different phrases are used. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Ritva on our daf is the kasha. Never in Shas is the word hadacha used for washing hands. Always the tila. We just answered it. How do we answer it? You're right. Washing the entire hand is always the tila. But over here, Rabbi Osai, it's talking about only washing that particular part. That's called hadacha. The Ritva asks another kasha. The Havim in the Gemara, either you kinuach, not netila. Netila or hadach. That's obviously referring to hadachas haper. It's referring to the same, one without the other, that means that they're trying to accomplish the same thing, to rinse out the mouth. How in heaven's name can you say that hadacha means washing the hands? So one possibility is as follows. Enochinam. The Gemara thought at the beginning, on the last two lines of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and the first, I don't know, the first X number of lines on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, that hadacha means washing the mouth. That's the whole back and forth, kulis and chumris. Then the Gemara has a very, 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 very important word. What's the important word? A very, very important word. Ella. What does Ella mean? Scratch everything that came before. Could have been a Gershom. Ella, a whole new pshat. He didn't say this at the very beginning. Rabbeinu Gershom didn't say it at the beginning. He only said it at the end. He has an Ibois Ema, this is apparently his Gershom. This noob Ibois Ema holds, no, he had it all wrong. Hadacha doesn't mean the mouth, as the Gemara assumed the first few lines. Hadacha means the hands. So that's why the Havamim assumed Hadacha meant the mouth. But the El of the Maskana is Hadacha meant the hands. That's very good. That's a very good shot, I think. I think it's a very good shot. If I care, according to Rashi, it's a little bit difficult. Why does the Gemara, does Beis Shammai mention one thing, Beis Hillel mention another thing, when they both need both? It's a little bit difficult. Again, according to the Ritva we mentioned before, it's enough to have one, we understand. Otherwise, Rashi's trust is a little bit difficult. Not so simple over here, what's going on. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, let's discuss a little bit more of the details. The question is found in the Rosh against this pshat, would-be pshat, which we said the Ritva really held from. Let's take a look at the Rosh Siman Hey. Again, Rashi and Tosfos in the Rosh, you need both. Tavai means lo pligi, you need both. The Ritva said one is enough. And the question was, if one is enough, we had a question, how can I only mentioning? You okay? Let's take a time out here. Time out. Official time. Up the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch. I know it's a problem. The problem is this year we're learning two svarim. So you need, the desks aren't strong enough. You usually only need one sefer on the desk. Yes, sir.
Is this concept of hadacha being only the spot that's dirty true everywhere else? Because there are other places.
Where else do you find hadacha on your dime?
No, not on your dime. I'm saying that hadacha refers to a specific
spot. Where do you have hadacha? Tell me you have hadacha.
In Kachim, where you have the inhaling. Sheath of a hadacha.
Rika Shtifa, I mean?
Oh.
I mean, there may be hadachas elsewhere. Maybe Nichus Melicha is hadacha. We'll see. Yes.
Maybe just say one more time about day and night according to
the Yeah. The question is, why did the Rambam omit day and night, the Mefurash Gemara? So the suggestion is made as follows. The Gemara on day and night over here on the Kuvdala and Beis, what did he say? Rav Yitzchak said that when it comes to, let's read together. Rav Yitzchak said, I say gavina ochel, I say bistra ochel, not red meat, la moshe yode. So what did he say? No, be a mama ochel chazina. I see there's nothing there. I'm not required to wash my hands. Why did the Rambam say so? The answer is Rambam never said you have to wash your hands. Rambam only said you have to be madiach your hands. Madiach your hands means the place where you see dirt. So if you see dirt by definition, it's true by day and by night. Elamai, you don't see dirt. So the Rambam says, you don't see dirt by oaf. You don't have to do anything. Sveika lekula. Right? That's sort of self-understood. By night, it wouldn't be required. And by behema, it's self-understood that you would have to do it by night because it's sveika lechumra. That's the Pharisee Yaakov's teretz with a little amplification. Fine. Rabbo said, the Rosh Simen Hay. Come on. Simen Hay. Take a look. Look on the rush, please, and Simon Hay. Look carefully. Quote the Ritva, that's the Pshat, remember the rush didn't quote the Ritva, but the Pshat which the Ritva said that what? Either one is enough. The Ritva says it can't be. The Ein Lefarish. The Ritva was likely to be an Ein Lefarish in the rush. Where do you find it? By the resh of the Madani Yontif. Ve'ein lefarish. He says that the resh, the lish of the Gemara, the Kamalo Pligi, the Maskana. Ein lefarish. Te be'sham e'amir de be'kinuach l'chudei sagi, v'odin v'adocha l'chuda. U'be'sil l'amir v'adocha l'chuda, v'odin be'kinuach l'o pligi. That's exactly the pshat of the Ritva. Can't be. What can it be? The imkain, kevan the amir be'sham e'tchila. The sagi bekinuach lechuda, mahutzruchu beis hillel su lemeimar. The sagi b'hadocha lechuda, tadifa bekinuach. Assuming that hadocha is better than kinuach, which Tosis assumes that everyone agrees. So why bother mentioning that what that hadocha works? It's a kavachomer from kinuach. Hilchach tzorach lomar the tavayo boy kinuach, right? Ve hadocha saper. B'mayim, etc. You need both. You need both. There's the pshat of Rashi, the pshat of Tosfos, etc., etc., etc. Nu, what would we do with this? The Yamshel Shlomo gave a teretz. Mashal says, he's telling you a chiddush beis hillel. That yes, it's true, we agree with our colleagues beis Shammai that kinuach is good. Even though it's not the gold standard. We say, Madiach, to teach you precisely that Hadoch is the gold standard, and the Chatchila you should have it. And you don't say it's Kula and Chumra Beisham Beisilu. Kula and Chumra Beisilu is only if, you know, in a B'diyevedik case. This is a Chumra Beisham that Beisilu introduces would not be considered quote unquote Chumra Beisilu. It's just a Lechatchila Dikadim. That's how the Yamshel Shlomo answers the Kasha of the Rosh against that the Ritva's Pshita can actually survive. You could also answer that the Rosh's Kash is based on Tosfos assumptions, the Rosh and the Baliyat Tosfos, that everybody agrees that Hadocha is better than Kinuach, but Rashi didn't agree. So if you all like Rashi, then the Rosh's Kasha is no Kasha to begin with. Fine. Take a look at Divrei Chamudos. Divrei Chamudos, Rabbo Sai. Os Yutes, what's the tour? Achar Akinuach Yadiach. But Hagos Maimni quotes the Marami Rutenberg. Hagos Maimni can be found here, Perek Tes and Sivkotten Beis. She ain't Sorach le Dakte Bikinuach Pevadocha Ela Ezemiem Sheyir Tzayaktim. And the Beis Tos, even the tour maybe didn't mean it Dafka. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the tour. Sounds like you need kinuach first and hadocha second. Interesting, no? If you look in the tour, Rabbi Osai, in the tour, you get an impression. You have to have the kinuach first. You know why? The kinuach loosens things. It gets rid of some things and loosens the rest. And the hadacha will rinse it away. But if you do hadacha while it's still stuck, well, I won't accomplish anything. So it makes logical sense. It has to be dafka in that order. First, kinuach Rabbi Osai, followed by hadacha dafka in that order. Has to be that way. Who explains this way? The Levush. Has to be that way. Thinks the Torah is that way. Look in the Hagos Ashri, right over here. Look at this. Let's read the whole thing. Vimshor repas v'yayin or v'mayin v'ochel shapir mahani l'kinuach haper. Oh, the choice. Ochel shum dover shum mekanchen bo v'shor semayim o yayin achar kach. Sounds like dafka achar kach. First the kinuach, followed by the hadacha. Remarkably, the re, chenovi goes in the first one. You know what he did? He took a piece of challah and he soaked it in wine or in water and he ate it. What do you mean to do by that? Two for the price of one. Two for the price of one. Killed two birds with one stone. He had kinuach and hadacha with one. Because it had kinuach as its challah and it's also hadacha because it's wet. He soaked it. That's good enough. That's what it says. Look at the Arzarua, which is quoted from Simon Tav Samach, explains it at greater length. As a matter of fact, the Smag says this as well, and the Knesset Hagdol explains. You know why he read this? He was mesupek which comes first. He wasn't sure which is first. Fakert. If you look at Osai in the Smag, it says that the Riva would first rinse out his mouth with water, and then he'd put his hand in his mouth to make sure there was nothing left. And after all that, did Kinuach HaPas. So Riva is exactly the other way around. First Dafka the Hadacha, then the Kinuach. Now the Riva is stuck. The Riva is stuck. What? The Riva is stuck. Or as the Ruah says, it's Dafka this way. We've also asked to be after that way. What's a Solomonic solution? Soak the challah in wine or water, and you have both mivasachas. That's what it says in the Knesset Hagadol. Fascinating. Rabosai, when someone does kinuach, must he swallow the bread or can he spit it out? Back to the Rambam. Rambam is the source. Hey, Shvav. Back to the Rambam. Rambam says, "Mekanech pi v'pasa v'peres shalowason ubolon o polton." Take a choice: either swallow it or spit it out. For Rambam, open the Pischei Tshuva, Rabosai. Pischei Tshuva. Please turn right over here. Simon Pei Tes. Sivkot and Hay. Pay test of Kotnei. Shiulos HaPas, Kotnei of a pre-Toar. Pre-Toar is written by the Or HaChayim HaKodesh. O Zayin. Ta kinuachu sheyivla dafka. Lo shaloe supolet. The Far Hashem asks, with all due respect to the Or HaChayim HaKodesh, the God of Ador, taking on the Rambam? The Rambam? Rambam says, this is Beferish Vakert. So they found that the Kolbo holds like the Aruch HaYom HaKadosh, also a Rishon, not quite the back of the Rambam, but at least a Rishon. Because the Pischei Tshuva, but anyway you need it. Why? L'chatchila b'lav ochi torach l'vloam. V'yoslav, you know why? Shem hefsed ochlin. Look at Kufay and Bey, you're not supposed to be baltash, you're not supposed to waste with special bread. So you have to do it anyway. Fine. Rabosai, you have a problem now. The Lush of the Gemara Kufayim and Aleph, look again. Kamo Yisheh ben Gvino Lebosa. What does the word Yisheh mean? Wait. What's the kasha? Kod Rabbi Natama de Bahag, you don't have to wait at all. But nothing. Just, you know, say, okay, meal's over, bench. You don't have to, what's this Yisheh story? This is sounds like it's against the Rabbeinu Tam and against the Bahag. And the Baal HaMor holds the same way. It's mut immediately after Kinuach and Hadocha. So what's going on? What's going on? The Ramban talks about this in Chiddushi Ramban on Chulin. He says, the Bahag could answer, very simple. Kama Yishe, listen carefully. If you don't do Kinuach V'Hadocha, if you do Kinuach V'Hadocha, you don't have to wait at all. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam in the Bahag. Immediately. But if you don't do Kinuach V'Hadocha, that's what we saw in Tosfos. If you're not going to do Kinuach V'Hadocha, that's Maruk, we have to wait until Surah Achrita. Maybe think of Pshat. That's just one possible suggestion. Kama Yishe, if you're not going to do Kinuach V'Hadocha. Fine. I said the Gemara goes. The Gemara said, "Lo, cool, not going to be 6 hours." Fine. That's one pshat. Ramban doesn't like it so much. Okay, you look at the Chiddush Ramban, you'll see why he didn't like it. Some technical questions. He's a new pshat. The Fiyah Bahag. Rabosai, listen carefully. The Gemara thought initially that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in the same meal. Therefore, if they're the same meal, so boim ne'er abasim Rabbi Yochanan, kama yishev ein basa d'gvina, Rabosai, if you are what? Misalikas ha-shulchan. He says, lo klum. No, Rav Chista was talking about a suda acheres. Otherwise, he didn't add anything to what Beis Hillel said. So he has a different technical answer to this question against the Bahag. Okay, Rabosai, this takes care of the fundamentals of the sugya. We now turn our attention, Rabosai, to some of the details which we hadn't had a chance to speak about before, and we're trying to cover some ground now. Still in Tavshin Ayin Beis. The next shiur is Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Brit Hashem, on Wednesday, Tzom Gedalia, we reconvene. Usually shiur on a fast day is about 11:30, something like that. So we finish before Mincha, because that's the minig on a fast day. So everyone will either be here in person or on their computer. Everyone has this is full attendance. I know some guys that can't be here where they're flying to Eretz Yisrael. I wish I could be in Eretz Yisrael. But you have to be on Skype. Between 11:30 and 12, it's before Mincha. Mincha is either, depends on Mincha's 1:15, 1:30. How much money do they have in Mincha? I don't know exactly. So it'll be in that range, okay? So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, I'm just thinking about something. Maybe that may be time to break the fast. Whoops. When is the sunset in Yerushalayim? You go on and get on your phone? Oh boy. I'll give you a heta to eat while you're on Skype. Probably would have been for Maariv. Give you a heta to go out in the middle of the shiur for Maariv, 10 minutes of Maariv, and come back with a sandwich, and you'll be on Skype. We won't, but you can't miss the whole shiur. Okay. We have to worry about everyone's health. Very important. Let's talk a little bit that we spoke about yesterday. Just a little chazar with some new things. 6 hours, Rabosai, Kemoshe Shos, is found in the Rambam. Pri Chodesh, we mentioned yesterday, said maybe 4 hours should be enough, because in the winter, it's enough. So he assumes that it's enough all year long. What your digestive process, or your how fast the meat decomposes process, that changes and from winter to spring into summer. It's ridiculous. So apparently he holds that it's 4 hours all year long, but the Adafraim said no. If you want to go to Shos Manius, Masuda Lasuda, low plug. So it's maybe it's a 4.5 hours in New York in the winter, when the day is 9 hours. But it's be 7.5 hours in the summertime when the day is 15 hours from sunrise to sunset. So it's gonna be a cool and a chumra. Had a friend suggest that, but he says, you know, that's not our minig. We have six hours shavos, and that's all. Fine. Now, the Meiri, as an expression, 6 hours, Rav Shos, Okarov Lazer. That may be Kimo. I saw they quoted, I think, for a Baron Cutler, that 5.5 hours is enough. It's 5.5 hours, it's already Rubu Kakulo, it's Karov, Kimo Shay Shos. I saw quoted the name of a Baron Cutler, Kach Shamat. Into the 6th hour, Mixes Kakulo, I haven't seen that in print yet. Have you seen it in print? Anyone see it? Someone told me that to make it into the sixth hour.
Can the Dutch hold like that into the first hour?
You saw it in print, Moshe?
I haven't seen it in 10, but I had a roommate who earned in Lakewood, and that's what all
we were going
into.
In Lakewood into the sixth? I saw a brown that was called a saying five and a half.
No, that's five and a half hours.
Oh, 5 and a half, yeah. I'm talking about into the sixth. 5 hours and 1 minute. You saw it somewhere? Salvation of five? I never heard that. Yeah? I'll have to ask Rabbi Shacht. I never heard of the Rav Sadat. I never heard of it. Yeah?
So, I think the Ravadi quotes a Chum of the Me'iri where he says five or six.
No, the Me'iri is what I'm talking. I just read you the Me'iri.
There's more than one Me'iri.
More than one Me'iri?
Yeah, I mean.
Or maybe you mean Mogen Ovos in the Me'iri. We'll come to that later. If not today, we'll get to it on Wednesday.
There's five or six, so that's the worst thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know where it is in Ravadi? Dig it up on your screen and let me know where it is. Yeah.
I know that when we were in yeshiva, Rav Nemitzel Paskin that if the yeshiva kitchen serves meals with five and something between the two meals, basar.
Even in 1 minute?
Yeah.
1 minute?
Yeah.
I guess that's itself a primary source. Rav Nemitzel is a primary source.
He said only within the framework of the yeshiva.
Yeah, he says only during the yeshiva schedule.
As a shas atzchak, the tamid chachamim have to learn. Okay, if you have to learn all that to warrant that leniency. All right, fine. You show me a Ravadi. You show me maybe Rav Devin Salam wrote a chuv about it. I'd like to see it in print. But that's what's not in print. I get a little nervous. Rabbi said the following shaila. This is going to be our last shaila today. We have to end in 8 minutes or so. What if a person is mesupik whether 6 hours have passed? It's mesupik. Can happen very often. What you should do is look at your watch when you finish your fleshiks. Okay, you didn't look at your watch. It was super. Rabbi Sai, what do you think? Yeah? Savi Rabbanan Lakula, yeah? Avada. Oh! The heavy hitters. If you look at the Biurim with the Bari HaShulva, let me borrow it for a minute. I left my back on that. Those who want to look it up later, it's in the Biurim, Rabbi Sai. Dibur HaMaschil Sheish. Sheish, nice to be a muscle. You know what Sheish stands for. And if you want to look at the body of Shulchan proper, it's Sifkotan Tess, and Simon Pei Tess. The guy is Mesupik. What's it in? So in Tess, he writes, Sofek, Sam Amachmir. Why? Dovah Sheish Matirin. Who said? Who raised his hand? Mechaben to the Yad Yehuda, from the Gedolei Ador. The Dr. Tshuva quotes it. Dovah Sheish Matirin. Wow, you know what that means? Does anyone know what that means? Do you know what the words mean? No? Never heard of it? What does it mean?
It means that, I guess, since...
Yesh Lomati. Wait! Why do it now? Do it later, as Rashi puts it in Beitza. Acha tochlena b'yisr, tochlena b'heter. Wait till Shabbos is over, if it's mukta like that. Wait! Just wait! Wait the next few minutes till the Sabbath is gone. Wow. Yesh Mekilim, he says. Quotes to Yosef Das. The answer of Yosef Shol Natan, if I'm not mistaken. And he's Mekil. Why? Tells you this long piece over here in the Biurim Sheish. He quotes the Daket Shuva, quotes the Tzlach. Who wrote the Tzlach? Rabbi Sai, who wrote the Tzlach? Not the Biurim. Tzil Nefesh Chayim. Was his name Yehuda? Not the Biurim. What was his name? Rabbi Cheskelander. His father was Yehuda. He knew about his mother. But the mother's keep it in, same as keep it out. So you want to say it from Shas? Tziyun the Nefesh Chaya. His mother's name was Chaya. So the two sons of this great God of Yecheskel Landau, it was such an honor. One is his father's name, one is his mother's name. Ah, Gedolah, mother. Pavakim Gedulaso, Shama Tamos in Vesenusa. The godless of Yecheskel Landau. The Tzlach writes in Pesach and Nefetz, the famous din. Achilas Mukza is Yesh Tamatirin. Instead of eating it now, eat it Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontov. I will tiltel Muktzah, moving Muktzah, it's not Yesh Lamatirin. You know why? Why should you move it now? Move it later. What's the answer? Move it both. I can move it now and move it later. Meri Dikasvar of the Tzlach. Meri Dikasvar of the Tzlach. So the Dake Tshuva, you want to see it inside? Look at Pischa Tshuva, Rabbi Osei. Kuv Peis Sivkot Vav. See the sign? You like to say Oysius Machimus. Kuv Peis Sivkot Vav. Kuv Beis Pesachei Tshuva Sifkot Vav. Here we go. Sifkot Vav. Oh, towards the end. He says, the Tzlach says in Pesachim Davtes, no, the Beulah says in his Tshuvas too, the Hod, the Dover, Shesh, the Matirin, Lo, Botil, Hainin, and Achila, the Memarashach, Mashi Yochal, Ayom, Lo, Yochal, Amochar, Im Kain, Achila, Zu, Shirot, Tzalechal, Ayom, Be Yisr, Yochal, Amochar, Beheter, Avol, Inyan, Tiltu, Le, Ezet, Sorech, Lo, Shach, Lo, Shematirin, Shir, Yochal, Le, Tatlo, Ayom, Vigam, Lamochar, Ayin, Sham, so too, using a kli, use today and tomorrow. Say in the matirin. Talk about using a kli, which was a hagola, but ben yom, a whole story. So the Bari HaShulchan quotes in the Sefer Darkei Tshuva that says, look, you can eat miluchiks now and eat miluchiks later. What do you give me, yesh the matirin? Everyone follow me now? I can move the kli now and later, so there's no yesh matirin. I can eat milchus now, I need milchus later. Says the Bari HaShulchan, not so simple. Not so simple. Why? Here's like a chilas muksa. Why? The alcohol chaticha v'chaticha aminon shelo yochleno achshav b'safik iser eliyamten at sheyuchal ochle beheter bevare heter. Only by tiltul the tzlach ke betiltul o idna Eino sholel efsharus atiltul liachas mam mechefetz ze atzmo. He can move the same exact kli now and later. Don't tell me yesh lo matirin. But the food you eat now, you can't eat later. So ashtoch lenevis, toch lenevet. Rabbi said, do you think the Darkei Tshuva didn't think of this? Who was going to jump on his feet and defend the Darkei Tshuva? Who was going to jump up? Munkasha roof, not some person. Munkasha, Darkei Tshuva. He did about it. Should catch them red-handed. Here, what you eat now, you're not going to eat tomorrow again the same food. A different cup of milk, a different cup of cheese or ice cream. Yeah, what do you say?
The Isser isn't on the cup of milk itself.
Oh, Dazoi. I like it. That's what I think of Pshat Darkei Tshuva. The Isser is now. What's Macholas Hasuras over here? Macholas Hasuras, you know, you talk about eating mukta. So on Shabbos, it's an Easter to eat muktzah. It's a mamash like macholas asuris. It may be a doraisa, by the way. There's a suggestion in the Gemara in Pesachim that muktzah is doraisa. So the Achronim say, back to Rishonim, the Havamina is muktzah doraisa by achila, not by tilt. It's a mamash like macholas asuris. So there we can apply this principle, instead of eating it by Easter, eat it by Heta. But over here, what are we going to say? Acha tochlenu bi Easter, tochlenu bi Heta. What do you mean? This cup of ice cream, this bowl of cheese, this milk, this coffee, this is not a macholas asuris. Are you kidding me? Macholas asuris? No. It's the pa'ula of eating milchiks that's the problem. It's the action of eating milchiks within 6 hours of fleshiks. That's Gzeres Chazal. Don't do this action. Not don't eat this. It's not a macholas asuris. Don't do the action of eating milchiks in general. It makes a difference if it's one cup, two cups. It's all the same. That's trying to Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva is saying, Rabosai, this is not macholas asuris. Macholas asuris, then the Birum would be right. And the Darkei Tshuva would be wrong. And the Yehuda would be right. Which way you go, it's going to be a problem. But I'm suggesting trying to Darkei Tshuva to answer the kasha of the biurim, and here it's different. It's different over here. Am I making myself clear? It's the Easter of a pu'ula. You can do this pu'ula now, eat a cup of milk, drink a cup of milk. The same exact pu'ula later, drink a cup of milk. That's not for me. That's the same milk. Different. It's a pu'ula. It's a subtle svara. I can see very well why the biurim rejects it, and the Yad Yehuda rejects it, and the Darkei Tshuva accepts it. What's the nature of the Isser of eating milk within 6 hours after milk? Meat, it's like a macholas asuris nigga then? As calls man your fleshiks, milk sachomacholos of service. Then the Yad Yehud and the Be'er and the Be'urim are right. But if you learn, no, it's an easier of pa'ula, an action, comparable to moving a milk item. So it doesn't matter. It's one cup, two cups, it's all this. I think that more mitzvah is like the Dak and Shuv is correct. Yes, what's your question?
Even our phrase, your fleshiks, implies the same thing. That's not it. You can't have it.
You, right. You. This is going to be extraordinarily relevant, Reb Osai, Shiurim next week. Extraordinarily relevant. What's the nature of the Easter of eating milcha k'tiyat fleshik? Is it an Easter of Achalas Asuris? Is it an Easter of Pu'ula? And we're going to have to see later on how this is relevant. And we're going to try to talk next week. I have a lot to say on Wednesday. We're going to discuss with Mr. Shem a little bit the 3 hours. So at least one person has to be in Shia on Wednesday. You'll be here? Good, okay. At least one person. Waits 3 hours. Yes, he must be here. See what we can do to raise some kind of defense for that German custom that we have to try to defend, even if we don't hold from it nowadays. Okay? And maybe it's based on the Meiri. After Shalom gives you your Meiri. As the Meiri talks about it both here in Chulin and in Magen Ovos, which is his defense of Minhagi Provence, about children, discussing the fact that children may eat more frequently than adults and therefore their system works differently. Maybe the Germans used to eat more frequently. We'll get to that chibbut later also. And then we'll discuss how this is in a greater sense impact. How do we, are we allowed to give a child milchiks right after fleshiks? And what age child? A 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old? It's all halacha l'maisa. Mamish! Mamish, mamish, mamish. This will be discussed with Mr. Shem on Wednesday. B'siyat HaShemayim. I wish everybody, all Klal Yisrael, a k'siva v'chasim b'tov.